Child of God, give praise and glory to your Father for this wonderful truth. You do not have to be a servant to sin any longer. When Jesus saved you and came to dwell in your heart, He made it possible for you to find victory and triumph over the sinful nature within you. Before you belonged to Him, you had little, if any, choice about sin. But now there is a choice, and you do not have to walk in sin's way any longer. Ours is an active family. With two teenagers and one who thinks she's smart enough to be a teenager, life is never dull around our house. Between school activities, athletic events, music lessons, drama presentations, and church activities, we sometimes meet ourselves coming and going. Not only do we have our individual activities, but we are all involved in cheering on and helping the others in their areas of interest. Several years ago, when my oldest daughter won a talent contest with her gift of singing, the entire family shared her triumph. Last fall, when my son's basketball team went undefeated, you would have thought that all the family had played in the tournament, for it was our victory also. A few weeks ago, when my youngest daughter hit a Grand Slam home run for her first softball season, it was a triumph for the Shelton family, not just Kimberly. Our lives are so interwoven that when one reaches a milestone or succeeds in an event, we all rejoice in the triumph. Likewise, when one fails or suffers a setback, we all suffer in that defeat. This is how it was meant to be. And this is how God meant for it to be in His family as well. He wanted our lives to be so woven together in faith, hope, and love that we would rejoice and suffer with one another. Now, friend, I know of no other family quite like that in all the world. A family made up of people of all nationalities and races, rejoicing and suffering together as one. That's God's family, the greatest family in the world. Let me share with you some of the family triumphs that we are rejoicing over today. First of all, this family has triumphed over the penalty of sin. In Romans 6:23, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And we read these words in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned." According to God's word, all men have sinned against God and as a result are dead and doomed to separation from God as punishment. Sin is a universal dilemma, and death is the result. But when Jesus came into the world to give His life a ransom for those held in sin's death grip, the penalty of sin was destroyed for all who would put their faith and trust in Him. Listen to these words in Romans 5:19. "For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous." The first man mentioned in that verse was Adam. Through Adam, we all are born into sin and have a sin nature within us. But the second man of that verse is Jesus Christ, the second Adam. Through faith in Jesus, we can all be made innocent and righteous again. In other words, through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, the penalty of sin has been broken. Praise God! God's family has victory over the penalty of sin. No longer are we condemned to separation from God in a place known as hell. We have been forgiven, cleansed, and made whole by the precious blood of Christ. Just as we read in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death." But let me mention another family triumph for God's children. Not only are we victorious over the penalty of sin, but we also have access to victory over the power of sin. Our triumph over the penalty of sin has to do with what God has done for us at the cross. It is past tense. Triumph over the power of sin deals with what He is doing for us today. It is present tense. Child of God, give praise and glory to your Father for this wonderful truth. You do not have to be a servant to sin any longer. When Jesus saved you and came to dwell in your heart, He made it possible for you to find victory and triumph over the sinful nature within you. Before you belonged to Him, you had little, if any, choice about sin. But now there is a choice, and you do not have to walk in sin's way any longer. Listen to these verses in Romans chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. We as Christians have been set free from our former master, the devil. We have been discharged from his army, and we owe him absolutely nothing. Oh yes, he still demands that we obey him, but we do not have to. We have a new master, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we continue to obey Satan and sin, it is because we have chosen to be servants to them. But at the same time, we can choose to obey God and be a servant to righteousness. When we do so, we triumph over the power of sin in our lives. That, my friend, is a great victory indeed. Now let me mention a third triumph that will be shared by the family of God. Not only do we enjoy victory over the penalty of sin, and not only can we experience daily victory over the power of sin in our lives, but praise to the Father's name, one day we will experience victory over the very presence of sin. Victory over sin's penalty is past tense. It is what Jesus did for us when He died on the cross. Victory over the power of sin is present tense. It is what Jesus is doing for us day by day. Victory over the presence of sin is future tense. It is what Jesus is going to do for His people when He takes them home to heaven. I know of no better passage of Scripture to turn to than 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. Listen carefully to these words of victory. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to our God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. What a glorious promise! There is coming a day when this old sin-contaminated flesh will be left behind, and God will give us a new body that will be free from the very presence of sin. No more struggling with temptation to do that which is wrong. We will be sinlessly perfect, just like Jesus. I'm ready for that day to arrive. Yes, my friend, God's family is the greatest family in all the world. The family traits are great. This is a large, living, and loving family. The family ties are great. We are born of the same Father, bonded with the same fellowship, and blessed with the same future. The family treasures are great. The treasure of the indwelling Spirit, the treasure of the inspired Word, and the treasure of enabling prayer. The family tasks are great. We are to evangelize the lost, edify our brothers and sisters, and exalt the name of Jesus Christ. And the family triumphs are great. we have victory over the penalty, power, and presence of sin. Yes, I'm glad I belong to this family, and I hope you do too.